Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was a recent press conference in Harrisburg held by members of the State Government Committee. I know that's a committee that you serve on in the House of Representatives to deal with the overregulation of particularly businesses in Pennsylvania. This package of bills will hopefully make Pennsylvania a little more business friendly and a little more job friendly. What's going on here? What are some of the details?
On Tuesday, I joined with state lawmakers and business leaders from across the Commonwealth to introduce this package of legislation that specifically is designed to rein in job-killing regulatory overreach. To put the issue in perspective, Pennsylvania has more than 153,000 regulatory restrictions on the books that stretch across every industry in the Commonwealth. The proposed bills include measures giving the legislature the ability to initiate the repeal of any state regulation in effect, and the establishment of an independent office of the repealer to undertake a review of existing regulations. The proposed bills include measures giving the legislature the ability to initiate the repeal of any state regulation in effect, and the establishment of an independent office of the repealer to undertake a review of existing regulations. Additional bills would require legislative approval of economically significant regulations, making permitting process more transparent, regulating agencies to better educate the regulated community regarding implementation of new regulations, and improving the regulatory culture so existing laws are applied in a collaborative and not punitive manner. Also, a regulatory overreach report was released, which showed how Pennsylvania's existing regulatory environment has adversely affected the creation of family-sustaining jobs, limited business expansion opportunities, and played a critical part in crippling the state's economy. Under Pennsylvania's Constitution, God, the people, and the legislature have sovereignty over the law. The executive and judiciary are under the law. For decades, the legislature has abrogated their responsibility to create law to the executive branch, standing our Constitution on its head. With these pieces of legislation and others that are being drafted, the legislature has begun the process of getting us back to a constitutional government.
Also, coming up in late January and February here, you have a couple of public meetings to bring your constituents up to date with what's going on in Harrisburg. What are some of the details folks need to know?
Yes, I would like to personally invite all District 66 residents to attend one of my upcoming town hall meetings. Town hall meetings are an effective way for me and my team to stay in touch and gather input from people who hired me in order to be their voice both at home and in Harrisburg. Come on out and learn what's going on at the local level and throughout our state. Ask questions, share ideas, and leave with answers. I have two remaining town hall meetings at the Brockway High School Auditorium next Thursday, January 25th, and the Marion Center High School Auditorium on Thursday, February 15th. All town hall meetings will begin at 7 p.m. There is no cost to attend these meetings, and no advanced registration is required. Tell your friends and neighbors. For the latest district events and legislative updates, please visit repdush.com. or facebook.com/repdush.
There's also some serious questions that have recently come up in Harrisburg about the effects of the emergency declaration that the governor has put forth to deal with the opioid epidemic that's been sweeping Pennsylvania. And some of these concerns surround the Second Amendment and how that interfaces with a declaration of emergency. What's going on here?
Well, to help ensure that the Second Amendment rights of Pennsylvania residents are not inadvertently impacted by the governor's declaration of a state of emergency in the fight against opioid addiction, new legislation has been unveiled to protect those rights. With his emergency declaration, the governor activated an automatic trigger in the Crimes Code dealing with the Second Amendment. Never before has a disaster emergency been declared for a public health reason. Under existing state law, an emergency declaration criminalizes the open carry in public or on public property of any firearm, whether a handgun, rifle, or shotgun. The intent of that prohibition is to protect communities from looting and criminal behavior in the time of a natural disaster, and would last only for the full duration of the declared disaster. While the governor's declaration of disaster for the opioid crisis does give the state tools to help Pennsylvania citizens in this public health crisis, the limitations regarding the Second Amendment are unnecessary in this circumstance and should not be in effect. Legislation has now been proposed to clarify that prohibition against open carry of an otherwise lawful firearm so that it only applies if a disaster declaration expressly declares that such a prohibition is required to maintain public safety. Because the governor's recent disaster declaration is unclear on this matter, rights under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and Article 1, Section 21 of the Pennsylvania Constitution would once again be secure in Pennsylvania upon enactment of this bill.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.